Okay, Rabbi Zai, today's daf is daf Yud. We're holding four lines from the bottom of Tes Amid Beis by the Braisa Tanu Rabban. And as you recall, we started yesterday at the end of the daf that Be'echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah to not only Shonim, which we already discussed in the Gemara, and not only to Shemitah and to Yovlois, but also to Linatia. What means Linatia? For purposes of Hilchos Arla. What means Hilchos Arla? So we already said yesterday that if a person planted a new tree 30 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah comes, not only do we enter into the shul to go and take out a machzorim and to mispal to Hashem for a good year, presto, that day is already year number two for Arla purposes. Year number two. That it's 30 days before as opposed to 15 days before or 45 days before, that we didn't have in the Braisa. But that's what we're going to have in the Braisa right now, that when is Rish Chodesh Tishrei considered to be year number two? Only if the planting of the tree took place 30 days before. It's Tanu Rabbanan. Echad HaNoteach, Echad HaMavrich, V'Echad HaMarkiv, Erev Shviyas, Shloishim Yoim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if it was 30 days before, it's a year. Leiteya means, of course, to go and put seeds in the ground. You're growing, it's an apple tree, you put apple seeds in the ground, that's leiteya. Mavrich means to go and take an existing branch or an existing vine and to go insert it and embed it in the ground so that they should grow from it a second tree. Markiv means to go and graft one tree onto the other. How do you graft one tree onto the other? You go and make a hole in an existing tree. You go and take a branch from another tree, and you put that branch in to the existing tree. You put it together, you add a little bit of crazy glue, you hold it in place, and then eventually they will merge together as one. That's market. That is, of course, the problem of the Esrig Hamurkov, meaning that the esrogim that we buy in the on the market before Sikkis, one has to make sure that it has some sort of hashkocha or some sort of reliable source that you know that it's done esrog hamurkav. What's an esrog hamurkav? Esrog hamurkav is an esrog where they have grafted the esrog onto a lemon tree or a lemon branch onto an esrog tree, because the agricultural people say that lemon trees are sturdy and stable trees, while the esrog trees are not as sturdy. So to go and give them that stability, they are markiv one on the other, but then you have a problem that your esrog is not a pure esrog, but rather it has part of it is made out of lemon, and therefore it's a real lemon. Anyway, if you did any one of these plantings 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah hits, it's Otzalei Shana, it becomes now year number two for purposes of Arla. Now this Braisa throws in the Inyan of Shemitah, which is not really related per se to the Inyan of Arla, but there's a separate problem that we have when it's Erev Shemitah, and that is that anything that was planted less than 30 days before Shemitah, and now Shemitah arrives, and Shemitah is giving koyach and nurturing and nourishment to that plant, to that tree that you planted right before Shemitah, then that tree has to be uprooted, that sapling, that growth, whatever you did, you have to uproot it, because you can't allow for the continued growth into Shemitah. So therefore, Shemitah is a little bit on the an aside, but it's giving you greater understanding and focus to the Inyan of Arla. If you went and planted all of these things Erev Shviyas, before Shemitah year, we're in Shemitah year right now, if you planted it Shloishim Yoyim, or Moshe Lechweis, which Chodesh Elul, or maybe it has to be Choftes or Lamed of Av, but it's 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, What's halacha? Otzloi shana. It's as if it was already a full year. Shloishim yom bashana is like a shana. Umut lekayim b'shvias, and you can keep it there. You don't have to uproot it because this is not a shmita product, a shmita growth. This is already a shishis growth. So leave it there, and during shmita it'll continue growing. Obviously, we don't have to go and uproot all trees during the shmita year. Otherwise, there'd never be any trees left. You always have to plant new trees in the first year after Shemitah. So if it's an existing sapling, an existing tree, more than 30 days old, leave it in the ground and let it grow. However, pachis mishloishim lefnat Rosh Hashanah, if it was planted, tesvav elul, in the middle of Chodesh Elul before Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days, loy otzoleishanah, number one, when Rosh Hashanah hits, that is not going to be the second year. It's going to continue being the first year for Orla purposes. The Asur Lekayman Bishvias, and you also have to uproot it. What's the reason why you have to uproot it? Because you violated the rule that you have to be Moisif Mechoil Ala Kodesh. As we learned yesterday from a couple of different psukim, that there's a din, number one, Bechorish Ubekotzir Tishbois. That was the ruling or the makor according to Rabbi Kiva, that said, what's the Torah telling us b'chorish b'katzir, to tell us the chorish shel erev shviyas, hanichnas l'shviyas, that is also osir. What was the timeline? How much are we talking about? 30 days before, there's an isser of toisvis shviyas. And then we had Rabbi Yishmael that said, I don't learn it from Chorish and from Katzir, but I rather learn it from Yom Kippur, where kol dover sheyesh bo shvus, anyway, so there's a din of toisvis. This person violated the toisvis by planting and harisha and plowing within the 30 days before Shemitah year. You got to uproot it. Now, for purposes of most of the Gemara today, we could really skip ahead to Lema Deloikre Meir, which is on line number 7. Because most of the focus of the Amud Aleph and the Amud Beis is going to be that we've just established now that what part of a year is considered to be like a whole year, Shloishim Yoim.
Yeah.
That's why if you planted it 30 days or more, Rosh Hashanah, it's now year number 2. But if it's less than 30 days, it's still year number 1. Says the Gemara, I'm skipping now parenthetically, we're going to get back to it in a moment. This is the 7th line of Daf Yud. Rameir said that one day is already enough. What do you have to have? The 30 days. And if you recall, we had this at the very beginning of our Masechta, when we spoke about Rosh Hashanah Limlochim, that if you had a melech that became melech on Chof Tes Adar, now it's the next day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the Shtaris, you're already right, the second year of Dovin HaMelech, Shloima HaMelech, whichever of the Malchi Yisrael. So that is consistent again with Rameir, but it's not consistent with his Braisa. His Braisa requires 30 days. And that's going to be the focus shortly. So now we have to finish off the Braisa, which gets us off a little bit on a tangent. Operus Natiazu Asurin ad tu bishvat. Imli Orla Orla Imli Revai Revai. Now what is this concept? What are we talking about? Let's go back to the initial thought. Everybody knows that there's a din of Orla, and Orla is a din of 3 years. It says in the Pasuk, Shaloshanim Yulachem Arelam Lo Yiyachem. What this Braisa introduced as a chiddush was, you don't need full 3 years, even miktsas hashana. 30 days is enough. So you have all together 1 month, 1 year, a second year, 2 years and a month, and l'chayr, you're done with Arla. That's what it would sound like from the ratio of this price. The safe of the price says, not 100%. What means not 100%? Once you've finished off your first month, and then year one and year two, you still have an additional extension of time where peiros can be Arla. What is that extension of time? From Rosh Hashanah until Tu Bishvat. How long is it from Rosh Hashanah to Tu Bishvat? Exactly 4.5 months. Wow. We're talking about Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and then Cheshvan, which we're in now, and then Kislev, and Teves, 4 months, and Shvat, half of Shvat. So it's 4.5 months.
What is the reason?
for Zegut. You're mechavin to the Gemara's kasha. We're going to talk about that on the next line. You know, hani mili, what's the reason? When you get to that. But first, let's understand what the concept is. What the concept is, until now, I assumed, okay, 2 years and a month, Baruch Hashem, Orl is done, I don't have to worry about Orl anymore. Oh, gebaltik. Now our Gemara says, oh, no, you still have to worry about Orl for an additional 4.5 months. Now, what is that worry? If you have any of the peiros of this brand new tree starting to bud and emerge, what the Gemara calls chanota, if the emergence of these peiros happens pre-Tu B'Shvat, between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat, boom, those peiros are going to be Arla. However, if this tree is not producing fruits yet that emerge between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat, but rather the first fruit only comes out after Tu B'Shvat, Arla is over. So what I have accomplished, therefore, is until we learn this Sefer of the Braisa, we assumed that because this person was diligent enough to plant a full month before Rosh Hashanah, after 2 years and 1 month, we're done. Says Igmah, oh no, you still have to be moisif and examine the next 4.5 months. If during those 4.5 months there are no new peiros growing, you're done. Orla is over. And therefore I have saved myself in the final third year 7.5 months. Normally I have to go another 7.5 months. Or going one step further, what happens if, in fact,
I'm sorry? Why 7.5?
Oh, okay. What happens if, for instance, this person did not have the ability, the time, the diligence, the effort, whatever? He missed the deadline of Rosh Chodesh Elul, or Choftes, or Lamed Av, and he only planted it on the 5th day of Elul, or the 10th day of Elul, in other words, less than 30 days. Since that is not considered to be the first year is going to start, if you will, on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're going to have the first year Rosh Hashanah, second year Rosh Hashanah, and the third 3 full years besides those 10 days, 15 days of the that he planted prior to Rosh Hashanah. So then the Tu B'Shvat will be Leimal of Leimoyrit. What this person has accomplished is that in that third year, right, but we have the fourth year, depending how you look at it, you have that first month, you have 2 full years, right? Now you're into the next year. If you planted within 30 days, then you have to go the entire year. Then you'll have full 3 years for other purposes. However, if you planted 30 days or more prior to that first year, in the third year now, in the third complete year, you only have to worry until Tu B'Shvat. How long is it from Rosh Hashanah to Tu B'Shvat?
4.5 months.
After Tu B'Shvat, you're off the hook. I don't have to worry. Arla is off. How many months remain in that year from Tu B'Shvat until the
seven
end of the year? 7.5. Because 4.5 and 7.5 comes out to
12 months.
Oh, you see, Daniel's good at you.
Good. What does it make a difference if he planted, let's say, right after Nissan, so mm-hmm. he has much more time, so does he's exempt then from this 4.5 month?
What you're talking about is there is a lot of discussion about that child. You don't even have to say Nissan. What happens if he planted it on Sem Gedalia?
Yeah.
So I don't have the benefit of Rosh Hashanah. Do I have to have four full years? Do I have it to B'Shvat? A lot of discussion among the Mefarshim.
Okay.
Absolutely. So let's just see the top Rashi explains it all and summarizes what we just said. Peiros Natiyazu Asur, Zuk Rashi. The Alpha Pisha Marnu, Old Tzoloi Shana, even though we said that that 30 days is considered to be like a full year, however, in Chantu Ba, Peiros, chanota means that they started budding, starting to emerge. Li'achar Hashana, Shoshana, either Shlishish or Revias, depending on how you look at it. It could be, it's the third full year, but it's really the fourth year because you started from that Chodeshul, that was 1 year.
This stub year,
and then you had the 2 full years, that was 3, so this is already the Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year. That's why you have the Bach changes from Shlishish to Revias. And the Biankavem that says in the end of the Gemara, it's really, you can leave it either gear, so depending on how you look at it. Because it's really one and the same. So the Gemara says, Zutrashi, La'achar Hashan Shoshan Shlishis, Miyad, if you had a Chanota Miyad meaning before Tu B'Shvat, Adayin Asurin Hein Olamis Mishum Arla, those new Peiros in that year are still Arla Peiros. She'afal Pisha Rosh Hashanah Tishrei L'Netiyah, even though we said that Rosh Hashanah is the important date because of Netiya. Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, v'zukvar nasis ilon. This is not just pits in the ground or just a vine in the ground or a graft. This is now a tree. It's already grown over 2 years. L'fichach ein shenosim mischadeshes lotzeis midei arla. When are we finished with the arla period? At Tu Bishvat. Amisham l'halon. However, after Tu Bishvat, in Yechantu bo peirois, if peirois grew now, they started emerging now, post Tu Bishvat, they are no longer arla. What din do they have? Din ravai alem lechol birushalayim. So, we didn't talk about that until now, but everybody knows that. Sorry?
It's
like Masa Sheni. Exactly. As you all know, after the 3 years of Orla end, the next pasuk says, Uvashana Horevius Gia Kol Pirioi Koidish Ilulim Hashem. They have a din of Koidish and Ilulim, and the Gemara Darshan's Koidish, Koidish from Masa Sheni, that the din is you have to bring them to Yerushalayim, just like Masa Sheni, you can be pointed to them, etc. It has the same status.
Net
like
Rabbi Kerembai, but
no. Rabbi Kerembai, exactly. Anyway, so that the din Ravai Aleim, Lechel Bishalayim, Uvatesva Vashem. Now, fast forward 1 year later, the next two Bishvat, Yotze Midei Revai, then they'll be finished with Revai as well. Peiris Achanutim Ba, Mikan Ve'elach, any Peiris after two Bishvat will now be regular, normal Tevel Peiris, no longer Orla, no longer Revai, it's regular. L'kacho Ilu La, Lamech L'fnei Rosh Hashanah, what has that 30 days pre Rosh Hashanah helped us? Shememayer Het Teira Mitu Bishvat Vad Rosh Hashanah. So until I learned this part of the Brice, I assumed that I've saved myself, if you will, 11 months, right? Or full year. Because it's only 1 month and 2 years. No. You still have to be knowing Arla 4.5 more months, and after that. Exactly. And those are the Gan Samais. Yeah. You have the same picture in the article here in the printed version, if you want to take a look. Yeah. Would you like to go and show it?
Very helpful.
You show it to Barry. Barry, you'll see.
I'll take a picture. I'll email it to the Gan to the
Chashim. Okay. Yeah. You see the Gan Samais. We're taking a short break, so Barry's going to take a picture of the art scroll diagram showing the timelines, both for the more than 30 days and the less than 30 days, and the Tu Bishvat, etc., etc., etc.
All done. Thank you.
Okay. But by the way, we have an extra English art scroll for anybody who wants to use it. So, continuing on the Gemara. So, starting in top of the Yomid, Upeiris Netiyah Zu, the Peiris of this Netiyah, meaning of those, of that individual who planted 30 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, Asurin will be Osir until Tu Bishvat. Imli Arla, if we're talking about immediately after the 2 years and that month, that stub period from Rosh Hashanah till Tu Bishvat, they will continue to have the din of Arla. And if it's already 1 year later, then the din of Revai will apply to them. Why? Because the Torah is telling you don't get a full break of this additional year because you were diligent enough to go and plan 30 days before. You only get the benefit of the 4.5 months. Or I should say the benefit of 7.5 months, because the 4.5 months initially have a din of Arla, and the next year they have a din of Revai, and after that, you're done with these halachas. I mean, this sounds fine. Where do you take this from? Which is really what Robert asked 5 minutes ago. Others said not Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yanai, Amakrutz in the Pasik. Uvashana Harviyas. Uvashana Chamishas. What does the Gemara mean? So, here on the Amid, you have the Avashana Revius, the Pasik. However, you're missing the prior Pasik. But the prior Pasik is printed on Tes Amid Beis in the Torah Or HaSholem. If you look in number 2 of yesterday's Torah Or HaSholem, V'chisavoyu El Ha'orez. Chisavoy la aretz, you have that? Chisavoy la aretz, unetatem kol etz machl, you just planted now a fruit tree. Varalta molosi espirio, sholoi shonem yir lechem arelem, lo yeyochel. And what does the next pasuk say? Uvashon arvias, and in the 4th year, no more arla, yir kol pirio, koydish ilum Hashem, and has a din now of revai. Very simple. However, The Gemara is bothered by the fact that the pasuk begins uvashon haravias. It could have said bashon haravias in the fourth year, year karpilyai. What does that vav tell you? That vav tells you that you add it to the prior pasuk, and you say sholosh shonim yir lechem areilam lo yiochel uvashon haravias. That the din of Orlan not only applies for the 3 years, but it also applies in the fourth year. Really? In the fourth year, I thought this is a din of Ravai. Ah, dozokimar. Pa'omim, sometimes, shebereviyas, v'adayin asur mishum Orla. We're already in year number four, because according to Ar Cheshbon, we had the Chodesh Echad, that was 1 year, a full year, so I thought I'm done. No. Mishon Reviyas, now is the fourth year. It still has a din of Arla. That's why you have the Vav. Similarly, right after the Pasuk, Uvashona Haraviyas, Yekopir, Kodesh Ulashem, Uvashona Achamishes, Yekopir, that from that point on it becomes like regular Tevel. Why did it say, again, Uvashona Achamishes with the extra Vav? That's to tag it on to the Pasuk of Uvashona Haraviyas. Uvashona Haraviyas, Yekopir, Kodesh Ulashem, this is a din of Revai. And Uvashona Achamishes. And that din of Revai continues sometimes into the fifth year. So that's the makor for the second part of the Braisa. So I think that's pretty clear, pretty straightforward. And now we come back to why the Gemara got into this in the first place. Let's say that the first part of the Braisa that measures a full year as being a full chodesh is not like Remeya. According to Meir, all we should have said is that if on Erev Rosh Hashanah a person planted a brand new fruit tree, one day before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Echad Bashana, Choshev Shana, and Rosh Hashanah should be year number two. Why does it say 30 days? Is Lechoyer there for this price? It does not stim like Ramea. Where do we find this Ramea? Not in connection with Orla, or with Shemitah, or with Malachim, but with respect to Karbonos which are being brought. Tisanya, Shtein Brais Azai. Par Oma Batayim. Stam. Whenever the Torah uses the expression par, it means ben esem the arba'a chodesh v'yoim echad divirameh. What the Bryce is telling us is the following. We have, for instance, just to give an example, when it comes on Shmini Atzeres, like we just had recently, par echad, ayil echad, and shiva kvasim, you bring for the carbon musaf. Par echad. Par, of course, we know means a cow, an ox, a bull. The question is, how old does that cow have to be? Says Remeir, it has to be a three-year-old. But three-year-old doesn't mean it has to be 3 full years, as long as it entered into the third year is already a three-year-old. In other words, anytime you have a birthday for someone, the birthday really is a little bit, if you will, somewhat inaccurate. Right? What happens if a person was born, just to give an example, on January 1st? Now, the next January 1st, he's still a baby, but you go and make a ganze birthday party with balloons, and everybody goes, boo, 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 boo. Yeah, okay, all very fine, fine. So, of course, the person could be 50 years old also on January 1st, is his birthday. So it's birthdays, because he was born January 1st, and now it's 50 years late. In truth, the person is no longer just 50, he's now 50 and a day. Because when did the year really end? On December 31st. Just like the secular calendar year starts on January 1st, it ends on December 31st. So the baby that was born on January 1st, December 31st, that was the full 1 year since its existence. Now, the next day, January 1st, it's already the beginning of the second year. So even though we call it, first birthday, it is a first birthday, but it's really 1 year and a day because we're already into the next year. So that's what Rameir is saying, lahavdol, by an animal, that the animal was already 24 months, meaning a full 2 years. V'yoymechan, and now the next day into the third year, that's already enough, because par, according to everyone, means a three-year-old animal, but not a full 3 years, it means entering into the third year. Tivremeh. Reblaza oimer, I agree with Rameir. The only reason that, or the only aspect that I disagree, it's not 1 day, it's got to be 1 month. To constitute a third year, it's got to be an additional 30 days, not just 1 day. Now, even though this is Reb Meir speaking, but the same principle applies to Reb Elon. The only difference between the two is that Reb Meir says the one day is Choshev Shana, and according to Reb Elazar, the 30 days of Choshev Shana. So, Reb Meir said, Kamakim Shinema, Egel Batayra, Stam. If the Torah says, bring a carbon Egel, where do we find that? We find that on Shmini Lemiluim, in other words, the first day when the new Mishkan was inaugurated. It says there in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, bring Egel v'cheves b'nei shana. From that Pasuk I learned that an Egel means within its first year of existence. Egel b'toyer stam ben shana, within its first year. And again, according to Reb Meir, it would mean even one day. No, chas v'shalom, don't bring the carbon on the first day. You got to wait 8 days. Yomei mashmini v'hala. Maskin, but that's really a separate halacha. But after 8 days, you can bring it. That's already an egel because it's within its first year.
Why are we using days and months? If we're talking about years, shouldn't we be talking about months and years? Lamed yom, etc. We all get the whole problem of leap years and things like that. You have a par, and then there's a leap year.
But that's your beloved. What you're saying, you hold like your blessing. Blessed says, Ben Esser, Arba Chonish, Velame Jarn. That into the new year, you just have to have 30 days, and that constitutes a full year. According to the mayor, you don't need 30 days. Even one day is enough to constitute a new year. After all, we have the concept of Mitzas Hayom Kikulo. Here's Mitzas Hashana Kikulo. The question is, how much is the Mitzas? Right. According to Reb Lozer, the Mitzas is a 30 days. According to the mayor, it's one day. And you'll see, we're going to continue on the price, and you'll see in the Amid Beis more about this. Anyway, so when it says in the Torah, bring an egel for a carbon, an egel being a calf, what is the age of the egel? If it just says the word egel alone, that means it's up to its first birthday. How much is the minimum? The minimum is one day according to Meir, 8 days, because you have to wait till the eighth day, but otherwise one day it's already in its first year. According to Blaz, it's got to be 30 days. Now, what happens if it says in the Pasuk, Egel ben Bakar. Where does it say Egel ben Bakar? So again, you have Rashi in the fourth line. It says, on the Shemini de Meluam, Kach lecha Egel ben Bakar lechatas. Why does the Torah add that ben Bakar? To say ben Shtayim. It's got to already be in the second year. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, in the second year would mean it's a year old plus an additional day. And according to Reb Elazar, it's a year old plus additional 30 days. With that, it's already a ben Shtayim. If it's a par, it's got to be 3 years old. And what means 3 years old? Like we said before, either 2 years and a month or 2 years and a day. Good. Anyway, this is the conclusion of that brisa. So it would seem that since the previous brisa on Tes Amid Beis required for purposes of Arla a full 30 days, that the Chodesh stems beautifully like Reb Lozer, but not like Reb Meir, because according to Reb Meir, we should have said, one day before Rosh Hashanah, if you plan something, it's ready. Also, everything, it could go contra Meir, if you're talking about concluding the period, one day is enough. In other words, you're saying a par has to be 3 years old. 2 years, we're into the third year by one day. Shayinuk, yeah. We already waited 2 years for this egel to become a par. 2 years, one day. B'soif shana, yoyim echa b'shana chashuv shana. Abet chila shana, if you want to start now growing a new apple tree, and you planted it before Rosh Hashanah, to constitute a year for orla purposes, Loy, there, Reb Meir would agree you have to have a minimum of 30 days. You can't go and just plant Erev Rosh Hashanah and say Rosh Hashanah morning, Baruch Hashem, I chapped the rain yesterday, I planted it, now it's already second year. No. You got to go and plant at least 30 days before. Okay, so therefore that price could stem even a contrary. Amar Rava, says Rava, I respectfully disagree. V'lav kal v'choymeru. It should be punk faker, just the opposite, based on a kal v'chaymer. What's a kal v'chaymer? A very simple kal v'chaymer. U'manidash ein tchilas hayoyim oyle lo b'soifa. Soif hayoyim oyle lo b'tchilasa. Shana, she'emechar oyle b'soifa. Ein oydin, she'emechar oyle b'tchilasa. What is this all about? Now, as you recall, when we learned Masechtas Nida, the practice that women have today involves a major chumrah, which was adopted and accepted by all women, and therefore that's the halacha lemaisa. However, in the times of the Torah, before women took upon themselves this additional chumrah, there was a difference between a nida and a zava. Without going into hilchas zava, nida alone, there is no din of shiva nekiyah, which means a regular woman that has a regular menstrual cycle, like she has for years and years, what happens once she is poitus nida, she sees blood, she has to start at this point to start counting 7 days. Not 7 days of Nikiyam, just 7 days. If the blood stops within the 7 days, on day number five, day number six, even on day number seven, as long as when it comes now Shkia at the end of 7 days, she's able to be bodek and says, Baruch Hashem, no more blood, the flow has stopped, she can go to the mikvah, and she's tahira, mutter labala, mutter labala, and everything is fine. Again, we of course are not knowing that way, we add another 7 days in the Kiyam because of Shasha, maybe she's a Zava and not a Nida. Fine. But again, we're just talking about Hilchas Torah, Nida. Now, the question is, do I have any usage of the concept of Mitzvah Sayom Kikula? And the answer is yes and no. What do you mean yes and no? What happens if the first time she sees her new cycle, it was Lamashul Sunday evening, 5 minutes before Shkia. It's almost Shkia time, and she says, uh-oh, I feel something. She checks. Oh, she became a Nida. That 5 minutes before Shkia, that Sunday, LaMarshall, that's her first day of the 7 days. That night, or the next morning, is already day number two. So we say the Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo on the first day. What happens if it's the other way around? She stopped seeing blood the seventh day in the morning. It's the seventh day, Shabbos morning, Friday morning, whatever. It's the seventh day, and she checks. At 9 o'clock, she still saw a minimal flow, but by 12 o'clock, she did a bedikah, Baruch Hashem, I see it's over, we're done. Couldn't she go and tovel in the mikveh now, immediately, because mikveh sayam kekulai, I saw that it finished, Baruch Hashem, I'm clean, I'm clear, the bedikah cloth is pristine white, can I go and tovel now? The answer is no. She still has to wait for nightfall to go to the mikvah. What do I see from that? That you do say mitzas bat chilo at the beginning of the 7 days, but you don't say mitzas basov on the seventh day. The seventh day she has to wait it out the entire seventh day, even though she knows, clean, clean. And in fact she does another batik at night, clean, clean. She's got to wait until nightfall. You don't say mitzas yom at the end. So that's what the Gemara's lashon is. On the seventh day, she doesn't get the benefit of a tchilas hayoyim, of a partial day, and say, okay, she stopped seeing, we're done, and let her go to the mikveh immediately. You got to wait until the whole day is over. However, but at the beginning of that nida cycle, on day number one, the soif hayoyim is oyla. As long as it's 5 minutes before, 1 minute before Shkia, she started seeing blood, that day is day number one. Aha. So therefore I see that the inyan of Mitzvahs Hayoim or Mitzvahs Hazman is more kuladik, more lenient at the beginning than it is at the end. Because I allow for this Mitzvahs Hayoim on day one, I don't say, well, it's only 5 minutes, we'll start day number one from tomorrow. No, day number two is already, tomorrow's already day number two. Ah, so there's a leniency, a kula, at the beginning, which you don't have at the end. Ah, so shon shiyoyim echad oyulah b'soifa. Will you agree, Remeir, that at the end of 2 years and 1 day, that 1 day is sufficient to be considered a full year? And this is b'soifa. This is after 2 full years have passed.
In the case of the power, the
case of the power, right? Exactly. That you have 2 years, and now it's the birthday, and now it's 1 day more. Oh. Says Remeir, Oyulah B'Soif, I have now a full 3 years. Einoidin, so then certainly I should say, Shem Echad, Oyulah B'Tchilasa, that I should have the Kula at the beginning of the Orla calculation. That I should go and say, Madach, I see from the case of Nida, that the beginning is more Kuladik than the end, because I do allow for that partial period of time, and I establish it, well, that's a full day, it's only 5 minutes, well, 5 minutes is 1 day, it's 1 day, but I don't allow it at the end. Here, you're telling me, Remeir, that you do allow it at the end, because by the par, 2 years, and now that one day, oh, that's already enough, it's a full miktus yoyim, miktus hashona kekulah, so chavad and abali, you should hold that at the very beginning we should be mekel, in the case of orla, the yoyim echad should be orla betchilosa. So therefore, the distinction you're trying to make, betchila basoif, it's punkfaket, lav kavuchaymer, the kavuchaymer would dictate that if a mayor holds that you give the benefit of the miktus at the end, you should certainly give the miktus at the outset.
Why is the end more chomer? Why is the end more chomer than the beginning? Why?
The Gemara doesn't give a smart. The Gemara is just telling you that's the halacha. Halacha by a nida, for instance, is you have to wait a full seventh day, and only at the end of the seventh
because
day.
Because in the case of the nida, you have part of the day she's a nida, and part of the day she's post nida.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case, so we're saying, oh, so it's we're not giving you the benefit of that last day.
Mm-hmm.
But why is the last day? Why is the conclusion more chomer that the kal v'chomer should now?
Once again, the Gemara is not doyish tam at the kraw. The Gemara doesn't tell us reasons.
It's just asserts it is a fact.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Now that's the fact, so then we should use that as a parallel for our facts. So okay, so now that we have said l'choira, we have disqualified Remeir as being the Tana of that Braisa. Because since Braisa says 30 days, and since I see Remeir holds 30 days in the case of the Par, and we're more lenient in the case of the beginning of the year, so according to Remeir, we should certainly say, just like at the Par, you only need one day at the end. Remember, Remeir doesn't require 30 days, you only need one day at the end. So you should certainly only require one day at the beginning. Yet the Braisa requires 30 days. So L'chaira, Remeir is knocked out of the ring. He is not the Tana of the Braisa. So who would be the Tana? And L'mai L'chaira is Reb Elazar. Because Reb Elazar said that by the Par you need 2 years and a month. So here too you need a month before. Oh, but we have a separate issue. What's the separate issue? L'mai Reb Elazar, Shloishim Shloishim boy. L'chaira you need 30 plus 30. You have to add another 30. Why do you have to have another 30? So before we continue on, it's very simple. What the Gemara is going to tell us is that in addition, what's the reason why Remeir holds one day and Reb Elazar holds 30 days? Because each one of them holds the Azamiktzes HaShana Kikula. As long as part of the year, that's like a full year. However, you have to understand that in addition to that, just by the fact that you put seeds into the ground, it doesn't mean that I have a tree yet. It has to have Zman Hashrosha, or the Gemara called it Zman Klita. It has to be Niklat. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they have that Misrad Haklata. Haklita. What is Haklita? It means absorption. So it has to be absorbed into the ground. Just by putting the seeds in, it doesn't get absorbed into the ground. When it's considered to be that Klita, we're going to have now in a Mishnah, a three-way machlekes. A Mishnah Masechtas Shmias. What's a three-way machlekes? Whether it takes 3 days, whether it takes 2 weeks, or whether it takes 30 days. Barry's probably going to ask, isn't that a machlokes in mitzias?
Right.
No, apparently what they're saying is, at what point does it have the halachic status of being a klita, being absorbed into the ground? After 3 days, the seeds apparently already start a little bit of sprouting, abyssala, and the shigenik, you don't need more than that. No, you can have at least 2 weeks, and it's upside down, v'choshet. The other man, the other said, you have to have 30 days. So you have a three-way machlokes. That three-way machlokes explains Rashi, as we'll see in the Gemara, that is separate from the machloike between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar, whether it's Yoim Echad Bashana Choshev Shana or Shloishim Yoim Bashana Choshev Shana. Because in addition to that 1 day or the 30 days, you have to add another additional, either 3 days or 2 weeks or 30 days for the Haklata, for to have the Klita to be absorbed into the ground. Says Rashi, why can't you go and use the same 30 days for both purposes? Let's assume you hold like the Mandiyama, that it takes 30 days for that cleat into the ground. Okay, so I grounded it 30 days before. Let it be 30 days of cleat, and now it's absorbed, now it's mushrish, now it's hashrosha. And use that for the same thing, the two birds with one stone, right? So you have also 30 days, that it's 30 days of the year, and now it's choshev shana. Rashi asked that kasha. Rashi said you cannot go and use the same 30 days for both purposes, because until this man klita, it's as if the seeds are, Rashi says, monach bebesa.
Right.
As if they're still at home in the box, in the seed bag. you haven't even put them into the ground yet. Until it's absorbed into the ground, you could theoretically open up the ground, take those seeds out, and put them back in the box, put them back in the bag. Yeah. So therefore, it's only after they are considered to be halachically mushrish and cleat in the ground. Oh, now we can talk about what the Yemechad Bashana, 30 days Bashana, etc. So that's the general hakdama, and you'll see it all follows very easily. So tomorrow, if it's going to Reb Elazar, I need 2 times 30. Why? Then I'm going to learn the Mishnah. Ein noitin, ve'ein mavrichin, ve'ein markivin. Same as we began the previous Mishnah. You can't plant. You can't go and put a branch or a vine into the ground. You can't be marked by grafting onto another tree. Erev Shvius, pachas malam yoy. Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Ve'im nota, ve'hibrach, ve'herkiv. Ya'akar. You got to uproot it like we learned in the Braisa at the beginning of today's daf. Rebbe Yehuda Aiman. So now, according to the Tanna Kamma, it's a 30-day test. It's got to be a klita of 30 days. If you are noiteya mavrach markiv within 30 days, you have to be oiker. If it's more than 30 days, you're okay. No, it's a 3-day test. As long as it was niklat in the ground, 3 days. So you don't need the 30 days. 3 days is enough. Here we're not talking about Hilchas Oil, we're talking about Hilchas Shemitah. So 3 days before, it's already considered to be shishis trees, and therefore you can let it continue growing into the seventh year. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Aymen, Shtei Shabbosit. No, it's got to be 2 weeks, 14 days. That's the halacha that is considered to be niklat in the ground. And with this, we have concluded the Mishnah. Omer Nachman, Omer Bavua. According to the Tanna Kamma that said Lamed Yoim, Tzerach Lamed Ushloishim. You have to have another 30 days. 30 plus 30. 30 for the Klita, and 30 for the Din of Toisvis. That's how we started off today's Gemara, whether it's 1 day or 30 days, because you have to be Moisif Mechol Al HaKoidish. That's why before Shemitah year, you have to add on an additional 30 days. But that 30 days is in addition to the 30 days of Klita, or the 3 days of Klita, or the 2 weeks of Klita. Aha. So therefore, we started off by saying that the Braisa at the beginning of today's Daav cannot be Remeir. So by default, the Choritz Reb Elazar can't call the country Reb Elazar either. Because Reb Elazar, since he requires 30, he has to have 30 plus either 3 or 30 together with 2 weeks, or 30 plus 30. But it's certainly not just 30 on its own. So the Choritz, the Braisa cannot go like Reb Meir or according to Reb Elazar. If you want to go and tell me that maybe Reb Elazar holds like Reb Yehuda, and what does Reb Yehuda say? 3 days, okay? Then Gimel Shloshim Boy, at least 33 days. The Braisa here at the beginning of today's daf shouldn't say 30 days before you can leave it. If it's less than 30 days, you have to be oker it. No, no, no. You have to have 30 plus 3, like the Mishnah began. Less than 30 days. Yaakor, you have to be okay. So, this Braisa, since we're talking about Erev Shvius, should say not Shloishim Yoim, 33 days. I have to have the 3 days for the Haklata and the 30 days because of the Toisvis Michol Al HaKoidish. Therefore, L'choira, no matter how you learn, I don't understand the pshat in the Braisa. Or not that I don't understand, I don't know who the Tana is that learned that Braisa. So to Eloilam Rameir. We're going to come back to Rameir after all. I didn't Rameir say 1 day is enough, or they have to have 30. The reason why this Braisa said you have to have 30 days is taka like the Braisa that we just finished now. You need the 30 days before for the Akira. Well, 1 second. What about Remain with the 1 day? Don't you have to have Yehochi Lamed Aleph Boy? Shouldn't you have to have at least Lamed plus 1? The 30 days because of the Klita, like this Mishnah that we just learned now, the Tanna Kamma, and you have to have the 1 day because of B'moisim Michol HaKodesh, and Remeir holds for Tosefes, you only need 1 day because Yoim Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. So shouldn't you have to have 31? Says the Gemara, you're right. Because sober yoim lamed oil lekan ulekan. He says that Yutaka need 30 days of klita, but the 30th day of klita can also be ola, not only for purposes of the absorption into the ground,
but for mosif chol alakoydish.
Be mosif chol alakoydish for purposes of yoim echad bashana chashim shana, and everything is dandy, everything works. So kum techoyis, the only mandiyam, until now we thought the only mandiyam that it could not be was Remeir. Because Remeir says yoim echad bashana, says shloshim. It's konish zayin, Remeir and this bride said don't put together. Says now Gemara, Remeir is the only Tana that could be the Tana of that price. Because since he holds only one day, and you hold 30 days for Haklata, you take 30 plus 1 is 31, but Oilekan Ulekan, and therefore he's the one that holds 30. But according to Reb Lozer LeMoshel, you'd have to have a minimum of either 30 plus 30, or 30 plus 3, 30 plus 2 weeks. But it certainly you couldn't have just Shloshim Yoim, that wouldn't be enough. So Bryson does go according to Remeir after all.
Yeah, we're redefining Remeir and saying his period of time can run concurrently.
That one day can run concurrently with the third,
and Reb Elazar cannot. So that's really the difference. That because Reb Elazar can run concurrently, he can go Reb Elazar too.
Yeah, that's absolutely, that would be correct.
Now the other thing that bothers me is that in the first brisa we didn't say okay, we said usher l'kaimu b'shvius.
Yeah,
okay. In this brisa yakor.
Yeah.
It seems like one is more Sheva al Tasa and one is more a chiyuv to go and uproot it.
Yeah.
Is there?
I don't think it's a meaningful
distinction. Thank
right.
you.
No. Zoki Moravite. So now let's go back and understand where is Remeir coming from and where is Reb Elazar coming from when they said that Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana or Lamed Yom. Where do they take this from? Does it say in the Parsha, in Bereishis Bar Lakim? Where does it say? Says the Gemara, you're almost right. It's not in Bereishis, but it's in Parshas Noach. Om Reb Yochanan, Ushneim Mikro Echadosh, both Remeir with the one day, Reb Elazar with the 30 days, both learned from the same Pasuk. At the conclusion of the Mabul, one of the final Psukim of the Mabul is, Vahi Bi'achas V'Sheish Mi'ashana Barish Mi'achal L'Choydesh. What happened on that day? It's in the Pasuk, Chorvu Amayim Mi'al Oretz V'yosem Nechas Michzi HaTeiva V'yar V'nei Chorvu B'nei Adama Baruch Hashem. It's dry, and they waited a little bit longer, and then finally it was totally Yavsha Oretz, and then everybody was able to leave the Teiva and reestablish civilization once again. So now the lashon of the pasuk is very, very much on point. This is referring to from the time that Noach was born, because it says in his 600th year, when he was 600 years old, that's when everybody went into the teva. And now a year later, Rashi says Barishim v'echad l'chodesh is dependent on that famous machloikas or blezen or Yeshua that Rashi brings in Chumash and Parshas Tishrei, whether it's Tishrei Nivra Olam or Benissan Nivra Olam. But assuming you're going according to blezen, I'm sorry.
Also the machshava.
Oh, very good. Meditoyis is very good. Assuming that you're talking about the Tishrei Nivra Olam, so we're talking about on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah. It's now the 601st year. What happened on that day? Chorvu Hamayim Mi'al Oretz Baruch Hashem. The land started drying up, and Baruch Hashem, things are getting back to normal. Now notice, we're talking about the 601st year. How long have we gotten into the 601st year? One day. We're only one day into the new year. V'kakori lo shana, and it's already 601. 601? Shouldn't it have to be at least 3 days, 12 days, a month, 6 months? Just the first day of the new year is already 601. That's right, you only need one day. One day of the year, that's already one day. It's already a new year. So, chaya good to write to the mayor. Vidach, what does Reb Elazar do with this right? He says, look at the Lashon HaPasuk. Be'achas v'sheish mi'ashana. In English, it would be not 601, but 1 plus 600. 1 plus 600. If the pasuk would begin, I would agree with you. One plus 600. The shana goes on the 600. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, Zoktach Reb Elazar, one day in a year is not a new year. And therefore, that's why the Pasuk was very careful to go and say, Bi'achas, one, put one on the side for a moment. B'sheish mi'oshana, and now it's 600 years. We're not really 601 years yet, because it's only the first day. Give me a break. One day, it's already a new year. Come on, nah, nah. It's only 600 years. What does the bi'achas mean? Bi'achas means like the Yischalta de Gula. Here, the achas means it's the very, very beginning of the next year. It's not a full year yet.
It's not considered a year.
It's not considered a year. It's the beginning of the new year. It's New Year's Day. So that's the bi'achas. But it's not considered a year. It would say Sheish Mi'as Achas Shana. Now it would say Shana 601 years. It's only 600 years. And we're beginning into the brand new year of the 601st year. So when does it become a full year that we could say it's 601 years? Only after 30 days. How does Rabbi Elazar come on to the 30 days? Rabbi Elazar my timer. Tachsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, same Pasuk, Barishon Mi'echa L'Chodesh, the first day of the first month, meaning Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Mirakati Yoim Echad Hu Di Ayil B'Chodesh, the Kekari Le'Chodesh. He uses the same type of Svara that a mayor used for the year, says Rabbi Elazar for the month. It says Barishon Mi'echa L'Chodesh. It's on the first day of the new month. The first day of the new month, come on. The new month will be another 10 days later, 15 days later. It's just the first second, we just began the new month. Hey, you're talking about a big month, come on, month. Mirakati, it's only Yom Echadu De'ayim B'chodesh, the Kekor Le'chodesh, and he makes it as if, oh, the new month has already begun with a full swing. We just started it. Shema Mina, what do I see from this? Yom Echad B'chodesh, Choshev Chodesh, that one day into the new month is taka new month, and that's why we're saying be'echad b'chodesh is taka brand new month. Umediyoyim echad b'chodesh choshev chodesh, since one day of a new month gives it already the status of a new month. Le'nilamediyoyim b'shana chashuvim shana. Then 30 days into a new year is called a new year. Now, what is the parallel between the one day of the month making it a month and 30 days of the year making it a year? He says, Yimor, I'll tell you why. V'chodesh limnu yav, v'shana limnu yeah. Meaning, we look at the components,
the units,
the way we normally count the units to arrive at the total. When we're talking about a chodesh, if I ask you, what is the unit that we use to determine when you have a full month? You wouldn't say, well, I would add up all the seconds throughout that month, or all the minutes, or all the hours. I would rather add up all of the days in the month. I know that when 29 days have passed, or 30 days have passed, or in secular months, 31 days have passed, then I know a whole month has passed. So the components, the units, are days. When you're talking about years, you don't go and talk in terms of days or weeks. You talk in terms of months. When 12 months have passed, I have a full year. If it's, of course, a leap year, then I have 13 months. So it's the months. So minyan means it's components, it's units of measure, of counting. Since I see that the Torah says, when is a chodesh called a chodesh? After one day, yom echad b'chodesh, choshev chodesh. And that's the unit of counting to comprise a month. What is the unit of counting for purpose of year? Months. When 1 month is completed, then I have a full year. So therefore, both Reb Meir, who holds that yom echad b'shana choshev shana, and Reb Elazar holds shloishim yoyim b'shana choshev shana, both have the makor from this pasuk in Parshas Noyah.
Reb Elazar is using the language of days. He's not saying 1 month. He's saying 30 days, which in a way undermines his argument, because sometimes a month is 30 days and sometimes a month is 29 days. He's not saying chodesh echad. He's saying lamed yom, which is a different. And it's a problem throughout the whole Gemara, where we switch, we call 30 days a month, 30 days a month, but 30 days is not a month, 30 days is 30 days, sometimes it's more than a month.
So he probably holds that it's a good deal. We would have to look at the Mefarshim to see how much they learn out of that deal. But it could be that Rav Lazar holds, since some months are 29 days, since some months are 30 days, to be constitute a full-fledged month, you always have to have 30 days as a minimum.
You go after the greater of the two.
Exactly.
Okay.
With this, we conclude Im Yachem, to be continued tomorrow, by Isai. Tomorrow's going to be a fascinating Gemara Im Yachem.
Yeah.
You see.